From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for October 6, 2015. On October 9th and 10th, the Texas A&M University Department of Biological and Agricultural Engineering at College Station will celebrate its 100-year birthday, and you're invited. Tuesday, I talked with Russell McGee, Texas A&M AgriLife Research Engineer, College Station, and one of the event organizers.
What we're going to do is we're going to have an open house and technology fair. So that means we're going to surround Scotts Hall with antique tractors and modern farm equipment. We're going to have technology demonstration out on the lawn, things ranging from irrigation demonstrators that our extension folks have to we've got unmanned aerial vehicle that we use for airborne research. So we're kind of tipping our hat to the past while we look forward to the future. There's going to be an open house, so people will be able to come into our building and look at some of the recent refurbishments that have been made, restorations to our 80-year-old building. It's really quite lovely. Former students will particularly appreciate it, but if you've never been in the building, it's a nice piece of 1930s architecture.
Agricultural engineering is bridging into the biological and electronic areas.
Right. Recently, agricultural engineering has expanded to encompass biological and agricultural engineering, which really takes what we did at the macro level in terms of processing and storage and utilization of food and fiber products down to the microscopic level. We're able to look into the genetics and the nanotechnology of food for pharmaceutical use.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.